It's been 2 hours already. It's likely that my date is either running into some trouble or they've bailed on me entirely. Great. This is what you get, Kai. This is for trying to find someone despite the hellish work hours you have to put in each day. Maybe I prioritize work too much over my personal feelings and happiness. And now, I'm stuck to it for the rest of my life. Maybe this is just a waste of time. Well, it's obvious now that my date isn't coming. I might as well leave a tip before I go. At least the food is great. Can I help you? I was just about to leave, so if you have something to ask, go ahead and say it. I'm sorry? But have I seen you before? You look familiar for a... Wait. It's you. What are you doing here, colleague? What brought you all the way from our Corbett building to talk to me? What? Of course it's me. Kai, the coworker you knew since you first stepped foot into the company we both work for? Why else did you come over here? See, I had the same reaction as you are having, if you were paying attention. Still, it's quite rare to see you here and not in the office. It's odd, seeing you all dressed up like this. You look nice. Well, thank you. It beats wearing the usual work attire day in and day out. As much as the suit looks nice, it gets tiring to wear almost every day to work. Plus, a vest underneath a dress shirt is better than a stuffy suit. Makes me look more like a bartender too, which is a plus. What? Were you expecting me to wear the same thing I wear to work in a fancy place like this? You know me. I'm not usually the lazy type. You, on the other hand. How would I know that? I was just teasing you. Even if it's the teases you're not used to, I love the expressions you make. It makes work that little bit more bearable whenever we have a moment like this. If you want, you can sit down and I can order some wine here. My treat. Suit yourself. So back to my first question. What are you doing here? A date? Huh. So you had a date scheduled to meet here for dinner. Well, isn't that a coincidence? So where are they? Wait, really? So they bailed on you too. I'm sorry about that. I'm guessing you were about to leave too when you noticed me. Two? Oh, right, that. So it looks like I'm in the same boat as you. My date hasn't shown up yet and it's been 2 hours already. I've already eaten my meal, so there's no point staying here any longer. 3 hours for you? You must want to head home too. You look like you aren't used to this kind of place. Not one for fancy restaurants and expensive dresses? God, you're easy to tease about even the smallest things. Whoever was supposed to hook up with you must be missing out. Oh, nothing. So now that we both seem to have our dates not show up, we might as well head home. I think it's Saturday, so we don't have to worry about work until Monday. That's a plus, I guess. Oh, are you heading home now? You're gonna leave on your own? I see. Well, I'll see you on Monday then. Bright and early. Wait. I need to ask you something. Can I walk with you? I'd rather not walk alone this late at night. Especially when my home is not too far from here. Plus, I want to talk with you some more. We rarely do that outside of work, so it'll be nice having another chance like this. You'll let me? Thank you. I've already got my stuff with me, so we could head out right now. So lead the way. I didn't know it was going to rain tonight. I didn't bring an umbrella with me either. Oh, you got one? Look at you being all prepared. Did you have the umbrella on you in case it rains like this? Forecasts? Okay, that's on me for not checking if it was going to rain today. I should probably check how bad it gets tonight. I doubt it's going to stay this light for long. Thanks. My place is that way, so we should follow the sidewalk until we go our separate ways. Wait, you're offering to lead me back to my place? Well, aren't you a gentleman? If that's fine with you, then we should get going now. Like I said, my place isn't far from here, so it shouldn't be a long walk. I'll show you where to go. It looks like we're getting light rain now. It's going to pick up in a few hours. We should be fine at this pace. So, if it isn't too much to ask, is there a reason why you wanted to go out with someone? I didn't take you for someone that goes out much. Not that there's anything wrong with that. He just seemed more like the introverted type. Again, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. I was just curious. Yeah, I know. This is a bit personal to tell a coworker of yours and a friend. I get that. We could talk about something else if you want. Wait, really? Of course I won't tell anyone around the office. Everyone needs their privacy after all. Huh. So you're lonely too, huh? Has work invaded too much of your life that you don't have time for a relationship? How do I know? I have a hunch. Still, it sucks that the date didn't work out. If you want, we can vent about our job to take that out of your mind. Yeah, it does suck. The pay might be good, but having to deal with our busy boss can make it a pain to get through. Of course our boss is bitchy. I know she has to go by the rules because that's her job, but she can afford to be a bit lenient in how she enforces them. Surprised? Even though I don't talk much in the office, minus you, that doesn't mean I don't feel the way I do about my job. I wonder why they pair me up with you a lot. We do work well with one another, but that wasn't the case when we first had to work on our first project together. Oh yeah, and that too. Some of the projects we do take a small army to complete, and yet they hand it to both of us and expect us to get it done on time. I don't blame you for sleeping during work while working on them. They gave me lots of sleepless nights, too. Don't be like that. I've caught you sleeping a few times when we worked on them. But don't worry about it. On our next project, I'll make sure to give you a pillow. Suit yourself. Still, though, the work can be too much. It all seems a bit too much to be the normal. I hope it isn't a sign of the company spiraling into the toilet. Yeah, sometimes it is a bit much. But even with that, I don't regret working with you. For as long as we sorted through the work together, I wouldn't ask for anyone more perfect. Not that I mean it like that. You're a perfect co-worker when we do our tasks together. If it was anyone else, I wouldn't think I'd make it. If only I had the guts to confess to him. What? What did you say? You love me? What do you mean by that? Wait. Are you confessing to me? You're joking, right? I'm flattered, but I'll kick you if this is a joke. Please don't be. You're not? How could you say that so casually? How? The initiative. You took the initiative then. Is that all? The initiative, huh? Maybe I'll take you up on that. Hey, do you want to know my answer? Here's a small hint for you. I've been wanting to do that for a while now. You've helped me so much over the years with not just work, but with other things outside of our job. You gave me advice to be confident in myself and to grab life by the horns. So it's only natural I'd take that advice here. Yep, I loved you. I loved you for a while now. I was just too shy to tell you about it or confess like this. I hope this wasn't too much for you. Something just overcame me. Oh, look, who's the flustered one here? Do you like me taking charge and being confident? I can provide that for you if you want. Now that I overcame this confession hurdle, I feel like I can take up the dominant role. I'll work. We could hide our relationship during work, not tell a soul about this, then go back to being a couple after hours. Just don't get too flustered when I tease you more in the office from here on out. How does that sound? Glad you agreed. Even if we have to tiptoe around the company rules and keep it a secret. Sucks that it isn't allowed in there. Still, you won't regret this, cutie. Why don't we head to my place? Your place is much further than here, and it's pretty laid out. Not to mention, it's going to rain harder in a few hours. Good. I hope you love the place. Because you aren't sleeping when we get there. For someone like yourself, you sure like to submit easily. What, do you love me being in control? That was easy. Just letting you know. I'm taking charge for tonight. Follow my lead, cutie. We'll be doing this somewhere more private. Welcome to my bedroom. It might be minimalistic, but it will do. Now, let's get back to it. As much as I want to keep you close, I have a better idea. Don't get up from the bed, cutie. I'll come over to you. That's better. Don't squirm now. I still have to unbutton you and get you ready. Are you nervous? It's all right. I can take things from here. All I need you to do is relax and let me handle things. And enjoy. Let me unbutton your shirt real quick. It's the least I can do for all you've done for me. That, and I've been wanting to do this with you all this time. So let's not waste any more time, hon. Oh. Looks like you didn't waste time either. You feel hard already. I know you still have your boxers on. But I want to see how long I could tease you until you can't take it anymore. My hand feels nice on you, doesn't it? I love the way you squirm, hon. It's getting me real hot. That should be it for the appetizers. Stay there while I free your pent-up prick. Damn, you're really hard down there if you're pitching that big of a tent. Aw, what's this? Is that pre-cum I see? You couldn't help yourself, could you? Not that it matters anyways. I want to see what you're like under this. Damn. I didn't know you were this big. This will definitely do. Fuck, I want a taste. Is it already too much for you? I've been waiting to do this since we came home together. Your cock looks so hard for me. Just last a bit more and we'll get to the main event, okay? There. Now you're all ready. I don't know how much left you could last. But I'll need you up for a little while longer. Now, I need to discard some stuff to show you what I mean. Much better. I know you can see it from there with how wet you made me. Here, I'll show you. Feels nice, doesn't it? But I'm not here to rub on you and tease you endlessly with foreplay. Let me straddle you and guide you inside. Fuck, you're so big. You definitely don't disappoint down there. Maybe you'll last long enough for me to come. We'll see, hon. Fuck. Shit, you're much better than my toys. If you don't mind, we might be doing this more often. That is, if you want to be a boy toy for me. Kidding. But we'll definitely do this more often. Just don't expect me to be less needy of you in this big cock. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Are you about to come too? You've been holding it for a while now. You can come when I say you can. Just hold on a little longer, love. Fuck. Harder. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Come with me, love. Come in me. Fuck, just come in me. You can come now, so come. 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 Fuck. You feel warm. It feels good. I need to pull out. There. Now I need to cuddle you. Let me crawl over to you. Make some room, hon. There we go. Didn't that feel good? Now you know how much I love you and repaid you with all you've done for me. Yeah, well, good thing we don't have to go to work tomorrow. I'd much rather cuddle with you than file papers with you. Yeah, well, that's how it's going to be, hon. This is why I'm Big Spoon for our first night. It's getting late now, and I'm spent. Good night, cutie.